Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. I'm your host, and today we have some exciting developments in the world of AMD GPUs and AI infrastructure that are sure to pique your interest. We'll be diving into two major announcements: the release of AMD Scala V2, a significant update to their reinforcement learning toolkit for Unreal Engine, and an expanded collaboration between AMD and HPE to advance open rack scale AI infrastructure with the introduction of the Helios architecture. Let's get started. Quick headline overview. 1. AMD Scala V2 has been released, enhancing reinforcement learning capabilities in Unreal Engine with a modular architecture and support for dynamic agent lifecycles. 2. AMD and HPE are expanding their collaboration with the introduction of the Helios Rack Scale AI platform, which will leverage AMD's cutting-edge technologies to optimize AI workloads. Deep dive on AMD Scala V2. Let's first delve into the AMD Scala V2 announcement. This is a major leap forward for developers working with reinforcement learning in Unreal Engine 5. AMD Scala V2 is designed to facilitate the creation and training of intelligent agents using popular Python-based RL frameworks such as Stable Baselines 3 and RayRLlib. One of the standout features of Scala V2 is its modular architecture. This design decouples the inference process into components, allowing developers to customize their agents extensively. The key components include agent interface. This is where you define how an agent interacts with its environment, taking actions and making observations. U-inference component. This component allows you to add inference capabilities to any actor in Unreal Engine. A-inference pawn and A-inference controller. These components enable the creation of standalone pawn-based agents and complex AI behaviors, respectively. What's particularly exciting is the introduction of the policy interface, which allows for easy integration of different inference backends. For example, the YunNet policy enables native ONX inference, leveraging Unreal Engine's neural network engine for efficient processing. Meanwhile, the uBlueprint policy allows for custom decision-making through Unreal's Blueprint visual scripting system. Another significant advancement is the support for dynamic agent life cycles. In previous versions, agents had to be static throughout an episode, limiting the realism of simulations. With Scala V2, agents can be spawned and deleted dynamically. This means you can create more lifelike scenarios, such as NPCs that can enter or exit a game environment based on specific triggers, enhancing the depth of your simulations. The update also brings an intuitive command line interface built with Cyclops, which enhances the training experience by providing better error messages and auto-completion support. This is a game changer for developers who prefer to work from the command line. Lastly, Scala V2 introduces native support for the Minari dataset format, standardizing how trajectory data is stored and shared. This will be immensely beneficial for researchers and developers looking to collaborate and share datasets across various projects. Transition to AMD and HPE collaboration. Now shifting gears to our second major topic today, AMD's expanded collaboration with HPE, which aims to advance open rack scale AI infrastructure. This partnership is particularly exciting as it introduces the Helios architecture, a full-stack AI platform designed specifically for large-scale AI workloads. HPE will be one of the first OEMs to adopt the Helios architecture, integrating AMD's EPYC CPUs and Instinct GPUs with purpose-built HPE Juniper networking switches. This collaboration is focused on delivering high-bandwidth, low-latency connectivity across massive AI clusters, which is crucial for optimizing performance in AI-driven applications. The Helios platform is engineered to simplify the deployment of large-scale AI clusters, providing a cohesive solution that combines AMD's leadership compute technologies with HPE's innovative system design. This combination is expected to deliver up to 2.9 exaflops of FP4 performance per rack, which is a staggering capability for AI and high-performance computing workloads. One of the notable projects emerging from this collaboration is the Herder supercomputer, which will be built on HPE's Cray GX5000 platform and powered by AMD Instinct MI430X GPUs and next-gen EPYC Venice CPUs. This supercomputer is set to advance HPC and sovereign AI research across Europe, providing researchers with the tools necessary for groundbreaking scientific discovery. Professor Dr. Michael Resch, director of the High Performance Computing Center Stuttgart, HLRS, emphasized that this new architecture will not only support traditional HPC applications, but also facilitate the development of hybrid HPC AI workflows, which is becoming increasingly important in scientific research. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that AMD is making significant strides in both the gaming and AI sectors. The advancements in Scala V2 will empower developers to create more sophisticated AI agents in gaming environments, while the Helios architecture promises to revolutionize how we approach large-scale AI workloads in research and enterprise settings. Looking ahead, we can expect to see how these innovations will shape the future of AI and machine learning, particularly as more developers and researchers adopt these powerful tools. It's an exciting time to be involved in the GPU and AI landscape. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Until next time, keep innovating and pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.